From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe says he's fine but confined to his home after the military seized power Wednesday. Military leaders insist they did not stage a coup. Soldiers have taken up key positions around the capital, Harare. Armored vehicles were seen blocking roads to government buildings. Zimbabwean official in Britain, Nick Mangangwana, said the army has no problem with Mr. Mugabe.
They had a problem with some people that were around him, that were doing the purging and that were doing the stealing. There's a lot of corruption in Zimbabwe. I think that's a big bone of contention. So the army was basically saying, we're going to clean this, we're going to open avenues for investment, and then we're going to walk out, and the civilians will carry on. But the president is still the president.
In the rest of the country, life goes on as normal. Owen Jonah lives in the city of Bulawayo.
There's no noise, no one is harassing anybody. We're just seeing nice rains falling. Everybody's busy doing his own duties and his business. No one is doing anything to anyone.
Monday, Army Commander General Constantino Chiwenga warned he would step in unless Mr. Mugabe stopped trying to purge the ruling ZANU-PF Party of Independence Fighters, such as former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. President Donald Trump Wednesday called his just-concluded 12-day Asia trip a success in terms of the North Korean threat, strengthening alliances, and seeking fair and reciprocal trade.
In Asia, our message was clear and well-received. America is here to compete, to do business, and to defend our values and our security.
He reaffirmed his commitment to a denuclearized Korean Peninsula, promoting free and fair open Indo-Asia region, and said he received pledges to end un-